Chris Meek, after first day in early April, how was it for you today?
Very good. I have to say, I didn't expect to be this close to Freddie. But in the dark, we maybe were able to go a little bit faster. But it's not that I was going faster. I felt as if I was quite a lot faster. But you lose a little bit because of the dark. You cannot see the junctions and you break a little early. So for what I gain in knowledge, I lose a little bit for the dark. But our times are still quite good. So tomorrow's completely new, learning the stages again and learning where it's slippery and stuff, so there's still anything can happen. You see the amount of guys that went out tonight, it's any corner can catch you out, so we just have to try and keep a good rhythm. So.
Yesterday you had problems on the shakedown. What happened?
I had a wrong pace note on the shakedown because we had to recce with the rally car 20 kilometres an hour behind the safety car, and you could not see the corners. It's not an excuse, but I made a mistake. So, but that, as long as you know what the mistake is, you can clear ahead and go. So it's better to do in the shakedown.
Is it possible to beat Freddie Lux tomorrow?
No, it's not possible. In the dry, it's only possible to equal. I think he drives at the maximum of the road, and you can get close, maybe equal, but to go faster is not possible, I think.
What is your plan to save the second place?
Yeah, for sure. I want to get as many points as possible. If we keep the pressure on Freddie, you never know what can happen, you know. So it's, I don't know. I'm not trying to beat Freddie, but if we can keep the pressure on, he knows we're not far behind. It only takes one split second late braking, or it's the margin is this much, you know. So we'll see.